penumbra. She asked if I could see it. I suggested she look for herself. It's not possible, she said. I'm too old. I've lost my flexibility. Can you see it? She asked again. I lied and said I couldn't, but there it was in her penumbra, a term I discovered while reading a case in law school where a Supreme Court justice declared that the hallowed American right to privacy wasn't explicitly in the Constitution, but in the penumbra of the Bill of Rights. He misused the word. Penumbra means the dark part of a shadow, a place of partial light. I won't reveal what she wanted me to see. It's private. What matters is that everyone has penumbras. No person is a light source. We the people are not luminous. We are not the sun, not even a beautifully lit candelabra. Light doesn't pass through us. No one is a clean glass of spring water reflecting the morning sun. In low light, our dense bodies block light and create shadows. I didn't like lying, but there wasn't enough light to see clearly. More than that, I didn't want to argue about what I did see. Every argument I've ever had was a debate about the existence or non-existence of something. When everything can be seen, there is nothing to argue about. Much of the time, I'm in low light with my shadow companion and in communion with others and their shadows, like our ancestors, warming themselves and admiring each other around a dancing fire in the gloaming. Half our lives are spent in the night and another portion in the dim sun of cloudy days. We the people are used to low light and the struggle to find things in it. Which reminds me of those times when I would rummage in my childhood bedroom in a rush to find something, too unaware and too used to the dark to turn on a lamp or raise a window shade, as my mother would pass by, chuckle, then hit the light switch without saying a word.